This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and yourvibespodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy. Sounds like you've got a lot going on, working on your PhD, you're teaching, and you have your own job. So I'd like to kind of maybe get into where the spark for what you've got going on now, where that started and kind of how it snowballed to kind of where it is now.
Sure. So I'll go down the path of why I got why I wanted to work on this PhD. I always want to say why I got it, but I'm not done. So why I wanted to get the PhD and teach. I've always felt that I wanted to help other students that maybe came from rural backgrounds or didn't have all the pieces that they needed to the puzzle of what do I do whenever I graduate high school, right? So there were so many of those kids in Waverly. I feel like I was one of those kids in Waverly. You know, I was not as outgoing or as willing to network as I am now. And I felt like when I got to Austin Peay, that the professors in the College of Business were just the most welcoming, friendly, excited type of people, and they wanted me to succeed. And they got me out of my shell. I was the president of a business fraternity that was co-ed, you know, and we grew from, I believe when I started that, or started in that organization, there were like 16 members, and we grew to more than 50. I mean, we had the best time, and all of that was, you know, networking and me coming out of my shell. And that showed me that someone like me from a small town in a rural area with not all the pieces that, you know, are needed for the puzzle that could help other students or help other people find those pieces, right? So I said to myself, I really want to teach. And also the attraction too has to be how many hours a week that they work, right?
Sure.
I feel like the amount of time spent in the classroom is very minimal compared to the amount of time we can do things like this, right?
Right.
So I decided, even though I knew it was going to be extremely challenging because I'd be working at the same time, that I would go back and get my PhD so I could teach. So along that, or during that time anyway, I was very, very fortunate to interview to be an adjunct with Austin Peay. And it helped that I knew some of the people in the College of Business, but I will say that that came along the lines from networking, right? So I luckily had been doing that, let's see, I guess 3-4 years, and now I'm going into a contract position in the fall where I'm full-time.
Wow.
So it's exciting because now I finally, I mean, not that I wasn't doing it as an adjunct because I was teaching a full-time load as an adjunct. I'm still going to have an office and office hours and all of those things and be able to help these students who don't have a clue what they're, you know, interested in doing with their lives. And I get to be that person who's like, what do, well, let's talk about it, right? What do we want to do? I want to help you.
So how do you pull that out of them? I'm always interested in, like, I'm the same way, like, and you know, your not bubbliness, but your personality is intriguing. I mean, it's like you said, you became the president of business fraternity and grew it, you know, now you own your own business and you're teaching. So it's just like boom, 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 you know, when strike when the iron's hot kind of thing, and don't really look back. And you know, it's kind of tough to slow down sometimes and then really take in to perspective, you know, what's going on. And then now you having, you know, the heart that you do, wanting to kind of pull that out of people. I want to know, sorry, didn't realize that was still on. So what are some of the things that you do to maybe, pull that out of them? I know it's tough when it's to figure out the questions to ask, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. So I feel like I've got a really good knack at figuring out people's personalities and their motivations. So all of that starts with a conversation, right? So being with that sales background and sales management background with AT&T, along the lines of time, I've learned all the different techniques that a salesperson has. But I feel like I integrate what I need from that, plus just with trying to be outgoing and have a conversation with people. And then I show them that I care, because I feel like that's one of the biggest parts too, right? You have to really feel like someone cares to listen to what you have to say or cares to help you if you feel like you're going to get any sort of help out of that situation, I feel like. Anyway, that's how I feel.
Sure.
And I know that when those professors cared about me, right, whenever I was that age, that that really made an impact, and it made me want to talk to them. It made me want to be open with them. And, you know, maybe I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. In fact, maybe I didn't know all the pieces of, you know, did I know I was going to own a clothing boutique? No, absolutely not. And did I even think about wanting to do that at that point in my life? No. So those are things that you figure out along the way by having those conversations. And how I pull that out of them is just ask them all the questions in the world, right? What do you enjoy doing? You know, what do you hate doing? That's, right? Yeah. That's a great question.
That's a really good one.
Make a list of 10 things that you would absolutely hate doing with your life, mm-hmm. right? I do not want to do any janitorial type of thing. Yeah. I mean, I am squeamish with blood. Nursing is not for me. You know, all of that type of thing. I could make a list of 10 right now, but then you think of 10 things that you would absolutely be in love with doing. And some people actually don't think about those things on a regular basis. And when you write it down, it makes it real.
Sure.
So I often suggest that exercise and many other things. Just continuous self... trying to think of the best word. Discovery. Yeah. Self-discovery. Absolutely. Right.